Welcome to the Pitcott Podcast. I'm Annabelle Pitcott.
And I'm Bill Pitcott.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into something I think is on a lot of people's minds. Building an amazing home gym without, you know, breaking the bank.
It's a huge topic. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be drawing from some really fantastic source material from Pitcott to cut through all the noise.
Exactly. There's this this myth out there that you need to be ready to drop, what, $4,000 just to get started?
Right. And the information we have shows that's just old news. It's completely outdated thinking.
So our mission today is to show you how to get massive value on a budget. We're talking smart, strategic choices that make an effective home gym a reality for, well, for anyone.
And that reality is all built on one core idea, maximizing utility. We're going to focus on getting the most bang for your buck while using the least amount of space and, of course, the least amount of cash.
Okay, so let's get right to it. The most valuable player, the MVP of any budget home gym. If you can only get one thing, what is it?
It's a clear winner, according to the source material. Adjustable dumbbells.
Yes. Let's talk about why. It's not just about having weights.
Not at all. I mean, think about the space first. One good set of these can replace an entire rack of, what, 10, maybe 15 pairs of fixed dumbbells.
That is a huge footprint reduction. We're talking about a corner of a room versus an entire wall.
Exactly. And the training itself gets a massive upgrade.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. The ability to switch weights instantly.
Right. If you want to do things like drop sets, where you fatigue the muscle by going from a heavy weight to a lighter one with no rest.
You can't do that fumbling around with a dozen different dumbbells.
You just can't. With adjustable ones, you finish your set, you click, you go again. It allows for a genuinely efficient full-body workout in such a small space.
And the cost. Let's break down the numbers on that.
This is the key. The Pitcott material points out you can find really decent, durable sets for under $500.
Under $500. Now compare that to buying all those individual pairs of weights.
You'd be looking at two, maybe three times that amount. Easily. So right out of the gate, it's a huge win for the budget.
Okay, but let me push back on that a little. $500 is still a good chunk of change. I've seen some really cheap sets online. What's the risk if you go too cheap?
That is a fantastic question. And it gets to the heart of smart buying. You're not just paying for the weight. You're paying for the engineering.
The locking mechanism.
The locking mechanism, exactly. Those super cheap sets often use plastic parts and flimsy pins. You do not want a weight plate falling off mid-exercise.
No. That's not just inefficient, it's dangerous.
It's incredibly dangerous. So that $500 mark is sort of the sweet spot where you start getting reliable, solid metal construction. It's about prioritizing safety and durability over the absolute rock bottom price.
Prioritizing engineering, I like that. So once we have our MVP, our dumbbells, we need to get everything else. A bench, maybe a cardio machine. So let's unpack this. How do we get that gear without paying those crazy retail markups?
Right. So we shift from what to buy to how to buy. And the sources lay out three really smart paths. The first is a real pro tip, remanufactured equipment.
Okay, define that for me. How is that different from just buying something used?
It's a world of difference. Used is when someone just, you know, wipes a machine down and posts it online.
Right.
Remanufactured means it's been professionally taken apart. They check the frame. They calibrate the electronics. They often replace high wear parts like belts and bearings with brand new ones.
So it looks and feels new.
It often does. And you're getting that high-end commercial-grade gear for maybe, what, 40 to 60% off retail? It's a massive saving.
But I can hear the hesitation. You're dealing with motors, electronics. If that fancy screen dies in 6 months, you've lost all your savings.
And that's the crucial caveat. It's non-negotiable. The Pitcott guides are very clear on this.
Mm-hmm.
You must get a comprehensive warranty.
In writing.
In writing. Covering both parts and labor. We need to see at least a year on parts and labor, and ideally much longer on the motor. Without that warranty, you are just gambling.
You're just buying someone else's future repair bill.
Exactly that.
Okay, smart. Now, path number two, thrift smart shopping for truly secondhand stuff. This is where you have to do your homework. What are we looking for?
Beyond the obvious squeaks, you have to get hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a weight bench, you need to check for wobble. That could mean a compromised frame.
Which is dangerous.
Very. For a treadmill, don't just walk on it. Look at the belt itself. Is it frayed or dried out? That's a few hundred dollars to replace right there.
And you have to test everything, right? The incline, all the speed settings.
All of it. Make sure the motors work smoothly. Any hesitation, any weird smells. Those are red flags.
So let's say we find something that looks promising. What about negotiation?
Well, remember, people selling used gym gear often just want it gone. It's big, it's heavy. Use that to your advantage.
Okay.
But the real smart move is to do your research before you go. Check if you can still buy replacement parts for that model. If the parts are discontinued, it's a ticking time bomb. You should just walk away.
And maybe ask for a trial period, or at least a return policy.
If you can get it, absolutely. A day or two can reveal problems that a 5-minute test won't. If you do it right, used gear can be absolute gold.
A hidden asset. Love it. Okay, that brings us to the third path. Buying factory direct.
Yep, this is where you just bypass the middleman entirely.
No retail store, no markup.
Exactly. You're getting brand new, rugged equipment, often with the same full factory warranty you'd get in a store.
And the shipping. Shipping on this stuff can be a killer. A 300-pound machine costs a fortune to deliver.
That's one of the biggest benefits. Factory direct sellers often build the shipping costs in or offer it for free. You skip all that store drama and the freight bill. It's probably the highest value way to buy a big ticket item like a squat rack or an elliptical.
This kind of detailed strategy is so valuable. And if you're looking for even more of these deep dives, breakdowns of which brands are best for direct buying, how to read that warranty fine in print, all this info is pulled directly from the bestseller ebooks on the Pitcot store. You can find them at www.kitcot.com/books.
And that knowledge is what lets you shift your thinking, which is perfect segue. We have to stop looking just at the price tag.
Right. We need to think about long-term value, the true cost of ownership.
Oh.
So what are the bonus deals we should be looking for?
Look beyond the price. The Pitcot sources mention things like free installation or an extended warranty that's just included.
White glove delivery, where they bring it in and set it all up for you.
Yeah.
That saves a ton of hassle.
A huge amount. These things reduce your total cost and your stress.
Let's dig deeper into those warranties. Why are they so critical?
Because a warranty is basically your insurance against a surprise bill. It's peace of mind, which, as the source says, is priceless.
Mm.
You want to look at it in three parts. First, the frame. That should be a lifetime, or at least 10 years.
Okay.
Second, the parts, belts, pulleys, things like that. Usually 1 to 3 years. But the third part is the most important. Labor and electronics.
That's where they get you.
That's where they get you. It might only be a year, but if a proprietary computer board fails, the labor to diagnose and fix it can cost hundreds of dollars, completely wiping out any savings you thought you had.
So this knowledge lets you actually calculate the true cost of an item over, say, 5 years. It's not just about the sticker price anymore.
Exactly. You're making an informed investment, not just chasing a sale.
Such a crucial point. Okay, we are not done stretching this budget yet. Let's talk about the extra smart tips that can complement all this great gear.
We've covered the big stuff, so now let's talk about the free and nearly free things that boost your results.
Starting with what costs absolutely nothing, bodyweight exercises.
Yes, the power of a good push-up, a plank, a bodyweight squat. Mm. It's phenomenal. They build a foundation of strength that makes every other lift you do better and safer.
And don't forget the digital world. There are so many free workout apps, so much amazing content on YouTube you can follow along with.
An incredible amount. Then you can step it up just a little bit to the really low-cost gear.
And I love this one, resistance bands.
So cheap, so portable, and so effective. They're not just for physical therapy. They provide what's called progressive resistance.
Meaning it gets harder the more you stretch it.
Right, which is fantastic for muscle stability.
Right.
They're the perfect complement to your adjustable dumbbells.
So we have the gear, but the source also talks about building habits. Because none of this matters if you don't use it.
Consistency is everything. And the first tip is so simple. Create a dedicated workout corner.
Even if it's just a small space.
A tiny space. But it's your space. When you enter it, your brain knows it's time to work. It removes the friction of getting started.
And the second tip?
Track your progress. A mental notebook, an app, it doesn't matter. But seeing your lifts go up, even by a tiny amount, is incredibly motivating. It keeps you going long after that new gear excitement has faded.
All these small moves, the dedicated corner, the workout log, the bands, they add up. They turn an investment into a lifestyle.
And that's the real goal here, to build something that lasts.
So what does this all mean? Let's boil it down. The bottom line from all this research is clear.
You do not need big dollars for an awesome home gym.
Not at all. The whole strategy is about focusing on gear that's affordable, super versatile, and built to last.
So your actionable steps are shop smart, use those remanufactured and factory direct channels, prioritize a good warranty, and then you fill in the gaps with bodyweight moves and resistance bands.
Which brings us to the closing question from the Pitcot source material that inspired this whole deep dive. Which one of these tips are you going to grab first? Let's make fitness affordable, effective, and, you know, actually fun.
And for more of these kinds of guides and budget hacks, you can find a whole library of them over at www.pitcot.com.
Thank you so much for being here with us. And if you love the show, please press that like button. It really helps us in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find this information too.
It makes a huge difference.
And subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. And make sure to activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.